الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. So we have started our program in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment. We send peace and blessings upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyullah. We are going to be listening to inati rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and after we will return, we will dive deep into our discussion for today. What are we going to be discussing? Subhanallah, some important factors about life, some life hacks inshallah, with relation to how should we be, what should we do in our household to make the environment much more peaceful. What are some of the common mistakes we make as human beings, and we will try and rectify them inshallah. Stay locked and tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Shukriya sultan madine wale mujhsa tujhe mehman madine wale mujh kamine ko madine mein bulaya tumne ye ehsaan pe ehsaan madine wale main madine mein hu 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 ye bazde khuda mein madine mein hu hai ye bazde khuda mein madine mein hu ye uski ki ata mein madine mein hu ye uski ki ata mein madine mein hu ya rasool e khuda mein madine mein hu tumne bulwaliya mein madine mein hu ya rasool e khuda mein madine mein hu tumne bulwaliya mein madine mein hu jaante ho main kyun aaya paigham hu jaante ho main kyun aaya paigham hu he yahan mustafa mein madine mein hu he yahan mustafa mein madine mein hu madina madine mein hu main madine madine mein hu ye rahmat teri aur inayat teri saath
فلا میں مدینے میں ہوں، ہے یہ رحمت تیری اور عنایت تیری، ساتھ گئے قافلہ میں مدینے میں ہوں، اپنے مہمان کو غم مدینے کا دو، اپنے مہمان کو غم مدینے کا دو، سرور انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں، سرور انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں، مدینہ مجھ پہ احسان ہو پورا ارمان ہو، اب کی دید میں مدینے میں ہوں، مجھ پہ احسان ہو پورا ارمان ہو، اب کی دید میں مدینے میں ہوں، جلوائے یار کا ان کی دیدار کا، جلوائے یار کا ان کے دیدار کا، مولا شربت پلا میں مدینے میں ہوں، مولا شربت پلا میں مدینے میں ہوں، مدینہ میری داج گے میری معراج گے، میں یہاں گیا میں مدینے میں ہوں، میری داج ہے میری معراج گے، میں یہاں گیا میں مدینے میں ہوں، موت قدموں میں دو اپنے اب تار کو، موت قدموں میں دو اپنے اتار کو، وہ کرم سرورا میں مدینے میں ہوں، وہ کرم سرورا میں مدینے میں ہوں،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Let us understand what we will be discussing for today. As I mentioned earlier, some life hacks, meaning some important aspects related to our lives, the do's and don'ts, what we should do, taking precautions, and these are some beautiful and amazing guidelines, inshallah azza wa jal. So they are very beneficial points, and if we follow them, perhaps we will find some sort of sukoon and peace, tranquility and contentment in our lives, inshallah azza wa jal. So starting with something very, very important, usually we become heedless, or because of rushing in life, we don't do certain things, right? But there are many, many points from which I have extracted just a few, inshallah, to mention. Number one, when closing the door at night, jab bhi hum apne darwaze band kare raat ko, look around the house properly. Always have this habit to first see if you see anything unusual in your yard, at your house, at the door, just in case some stranger, dog or cat is inside there. By doing this, inshallah azza wa jal, you will be saved from different types of harms and difficulties. At the same time, keep the home and all of the household possessions clean and putting everything in its rightful place, right? So everything should always be organized in your house. Sometimes if there's three or four people living and dwelling in one home, one person always has the habit to make sure things are tidy and clean before going to bed. In this way, your mind will also be at ease and you will find peace. Trust me, dear viewers, this is one of my habits, you know. We like things, and I'm sure you also have the same. Sometimes we become careless, but most of the time try and take care of your belongings. If certain place has been allocated for a certain item, for a certain thing, so make sure that is kept in its place, inshallah azza wa jal. Furthermore, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, it has been mentioned that wash all pots in the home, clean them, and then place them at its designated place. Especially if there is pots that you use for cooking food, it has been mentioned, scientifically it's also proven, that if there are stains on those pots, even after washing them, make sure they are dried out properly. Many a times, because of rushing, we don't dry them out correctly and properly, due to which those stains remain there and they collect dirt and germs and many other bacteria. And when that pot is reused again for cooking food, this could cause many other sicknesses and illnesses. So if you use any type of pot to boil any type of medication especially, make sure you wash that pot or that utensil thoroughly, whereas it rinses properly and you even dry them out as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Furthermore, it has been mentioned that do not drink water by placing your mouth directly on the opening of the tap. Many people, especially in schools, in universities, in campuses, you know, you don't have something to drink water with, so people usually place their mouth directly to the tap. Maybe I done this, maybe you done this in your youth as well. And maybe sometimes we have the habit, wherever we see a tap, we like to place our mouth directly, and whilst we're standing and doing this. So this as well is proven to be very, very wrong. There could be some sort of insect or germs which is on the mouth of the tap. And if you place your mouth on that, those germs could of course then enter into your mouth, and this could also cause some sort of mouth diseases and problems as well. It has also been mentioned, these are part of etiquette, right? Sometimes we do them unknowingly and sometimes we do them knowingly. And sometimes it becomes a habit. Sometimes people have the habit, whilst they are walking on the pavement, on the side of the road, or on wherever they are walking, they would like taking out phlegm and spitting whilst people see them spitting. This is something really bad, and this is against mannerism and akhlaq. So do not spit, nor clear your throat, nor pick your nose, or take out, you know, dirt from the nose whereas people are seated. And this is against the correct etiquette, and others find this to be very dirty and filthy. So people have the habit to clean their nose and pluck their hair from their nose, or they like to clear their throat, especially when the phlegm comes into the mouth, or you rather spit in front of people. These are those things which we should be avoiding and not doing, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. Subhanallah, shake your shoes, your clothes and beds before utilizing them. This is also part of the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you go to bed, try dusting your bed. When you use your shoes, try dusting your shoes, because there could be something dangerous inside your shoe or upon your bed. So by doing this, inshallah azza wa jal, you will be safe from harmful effects of those insects if they are present there and you are unaware of that. If somebody asks you a question, answer him first, then continue with other work that you have. It is against the mannerism and etiquette that a person asks you something, and whilst he's talking to you, you are still giving something else attention. And we say we're multitasking, but this is not the style of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba Ikram have mentioned that when the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would speak, he would not only give the questioner his attention, but rather he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will turn his entire body facing the person and giving him all his attention, despite that person asking long questions or whatever the question may be. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give each individual his full attention and hear them out. So sometimes we feel that, no, I'm multitasking, I'm cooking something or making something. If it's your family members, it's fine. But sometimes, you know, you get people who might think, I'm speaking and this person gives me no attention. So this is something we should also focus on. Furthermore, if you need to speak to someone about a private matter regarding a certain person, and that person is present at that place, so do not give the person that you're talking to some sort of indication about that person, because sometimes, many a times actually, it's noticeable that you are indicating to this person about someone else, and that person who you are indicating about already has an idea that you're speaking about him. This will cause his heart to break. Of course, this will cause more disturbance, and it will indicate towards him that you are basically giving him some sort of doubt. You will create these doubts in his mind, and he will have no respect for you perhaps. So this is also not a good thing, that when two people are talking and the third person comes, speak in the language that he knows. Because when you speak something else which he doesn't know, he will assume that you are talking about him. It's also part of mannerism and good akhlaq, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. So there are some other beautiful points that can be mentioned, inshallah azawajal, but I want to point out some mistakes which we often make, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. And inshallah azawajal, after this program, inshallah, let's try and rectify them. Let's try and not repeat those mistakes. Number one, always thinking that youth and health will remain forever. Ye kabhi nahi hua. Your youth has come, it will leave you one day. Allahu Akbar. And the good health that you have will also leave you one day. No matter how much of diet you are on, we all take precautions for our health. Yes, but this youth that you have will leave you one day. So never ever linger around the thought and assumption that I will always be like the way I am, fit, slim, trim, whatever the case may be. So people who have this thought, then they are the ones who suffer a lot later on in age, because you never prepared for your old age. You haven't prepared for the fact that one day I will turn old, I am going to become an adult, and so on and so forth. So complaining and not having patience at times of hardship is a common problem in society, that we always seem complaining about our problems. Remember and try and think of the good times that you and I have in our lives. We often remember the hardships, but we do not appreciate and give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often for the good things that we have in our lives. So if you and I cannot show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal for the good times, then why should we even complain about the bad times and hardships in our lives? Number three, considering yourself to be the most intelligent person. This is very, very wrong. Always remember, there's always somebody who's above you. There's always somebody who's better than us in this world. And never ever assume to yourself to be the most intelligent person. Furthermore, considering your enemy to be inferior. A lot of people make this mistake that, no, I'm more powerful than him. And they consider their enemies to be inferior. And this could be the worst mistake of their lives, because at least they will gain some sort of disaster. They will receive this disaster from the enemies that they undermine. No, he doesn't have the capability, but to your surprise, this person could defeat you in a way that you wouldn't like it. So never ever assume your enemies to be inferior. Number two, deeming an illness to be minor and not getting treatment in the very beginning. This is something even more common. Sometimes we have a problem, the household family members will be telling you, please go and show yourself to the doctor. जाके डॉक्टर को दिखाया, नहीं हमें को पता है ना हमारे साथ क्या हो रहा है, जरूरत नहीं है, आज इतना नहीं है, आज जाएंगे, कल जाएंगे, परसों जाएंगे, और आजकल करते करते द वेरी सेम स्मॉल प्रॉब्लम दैट वाज ए स्मॉल प्रॉब्लम देन टर्न्स आउट टू बिकम ए बिगर एंड मेजर प्रॉब्लम इन योर लाइफ, राइट? इट कुड बी लाइफ टेकिंग. दिस यस्टरडे यू ऑल्सो रिसीव ए मैयत खबर, ए न्यूज ऑफ समबडी पासिंग अवे, एंड ऑलमोस्ट एवरी डे वी रिसीव दिस मैसेजेस, यू नो. So when you know there's a problem, especially with your important body organs, and you feel that you need to show the doctor, then do not procrastinate. Go and show yourself immediately. Lots of people have lost their lives because of procrastinating. Furthermore, acting upon one's own opinion and disregarding the advice of others is also a problem. कि हमारे पास जो opinion है ना वो तुम्हारे opinion से ज़्यादा बेहतर है. हम जो मशवरा दे रहे हैं इसी पर अमल करें. जो आप कह रहे हैं वो सही दुरुस्त नहीं है. So never ever force your opinion down someone's throat. Always remember, he also has an opinion. And opinion is something that everyone has in this world, right? So also consider and give some sort of importance to the opinions of others as well. Being influenced by a wrongdoer despite testing him numerous times. Allahu Akbar. We burn our fingers over and again, but yet we go and trust the same person. Allahu Akbar. This will result, to something that you wouldn't like in the future. So being influenced by a wrongdoer, do not let wrongdoers influence you, motivate you and provoke you to do things in your life, because you know that you have tested him numerous times and he is a wrongdoer, he is a sinner, and he is making you do the wrong things. So understand who are your cycle of friends, who you are supposed to be associating with, so on and so forth, right? Remaining happy in unemployment and not seeking a livelihood is also a problem. People who sit behind closed doors and say, well, you know, I've got full tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, this is not actually tawakkul. If you are working, then continue working. If you are striving, then yes, do not stop your efforts and invest your time and your efforts in things of that nature that will keep you busy, and then you place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not in that which you are doing. Your trust should not be in your work, Your trust should not be in the bank balance that you have accumulated. Rather, your trust should be in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But do not lose hope in the things that you do, even if you find it not to be working out in your life. Try something else, but don't give up, because this is the highest level of foolishness, that a person gives up doing the thing he does and then he says, I have tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul in Allah azza wa jal means that you continue doing the things that you do. So remaining happy in unemployment and not looking for livelihood is actually a cancer in society. There are so many people out there, if for a valid reason you lost your job, you lost your business, but you're still trying, right? That's correct, inshallah. But not to try and to be home and you're happy with being unemployed, this is a major problem, especially with the youth who have two hands and two legs and they are fit, you know, they are all sorted out, but they would still go out there and beg and ask other people for assistance and help, but they make no effort in going and looking for a proper job. So another problem in society, dear viewers and listeners of Badri channel, something which is so true, you know, telling someone your secret and then telling him to keep it concealed. Allahu Akbar. Because you heard this from somebody else and that person told you to keep it as a secret, and then you say, no, I'm going to tell the third person and tell him to keep it concealed, and he will tell the fourth person and he will tell the fifth person, and each time he tells the next person, they will say, please keep this concealed, it's a top secret, don't say I told this to you. Astaghfirullah. Brother, secret is a secret. Try and keep the izzah, try and keep the dignity and respect of others. When you are entrusted with a secret, then try and bury that in your heart. If it's something that you're not supposed to say, then don't say it. The next point that I would like to mention is that many people who have the habit that they're spending more, they spend more than their earnings. This is also foolishness. Apna daman utna hi phailaye jitni ki hamari auqat hai. How much we earn is how much we should spend. People who spend more than they earn, they of course face lots of difficulties in life, right? Not being there for others at times of difficulty and then hoping for their help is another problem in society. So we should always be extending our helping hands to others who need our help. And then you can have this hope that if you're in difficulty ever in the future, then this person will come to your aid as well. Allahu Akbar. Making a good or bad judgment about a person only after meeting him once or twice is not a good thing. Never judge the book by its cover. A lot of people have this habit, you know, I met him once or twice, no, this person here, he is out of this world, he's unique, he's amazing. We do understand the first impression is everlasting impression, but do not base all your judgments on the fact that you only met this brother once or twice and then you want to become qurban upon this person and you want to give everything you have for this person. That shouldn't be the case as well, dear viewers. Not serving your parents and then hoping to be served by your own children. This is another major problem. कि हम अपने माँबाप को सताते हैं, उनको परेशान करते हैं, उनको खुश नहीं करते हैं, लेकिन हम ये उम्मीद रखते हैं कि हम जब बूढ़े होंगे तो हमारे बच्चे हमारा भी ख्याल रखेंगे. ऐसा नहीं होता है. Allahu Akbar. If you take care of your parents in their old age, if you follow the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal with regards to lowering your arms of mercy for them, not saying uff to them, not arguing and quarrelling with them, then you can have this hope from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that He will make your children pious and they will take care of you in your old age as well. Subhanallah. So treating everyone badly and expecting people to treat you in a good manner, this is also very wrong, right? Sitting in the company of misguided individuals, this is extremely wrong. Not paying any heed when someone invites you towards a righteous action, this is extremely wrong, dear viewers. Always give attention to the person who's calling you for salah, who's inviting you towards something very, very good and beneficial that will benefit you in this world as well as in the hereafter. So do not put a deaf ear and allow shaitan to ruin you. This is a major problem in society as well. Not having any regard for halal and haram yourself and encouraging others to do the same. Astaghfirullah. Taking false oaths and deceiving people in order to benefit your business. Whereas we say, Wallahi, Billahi, Tallahi, you know, I promise you this business deal is like this and like that and I've purchased this item for this amount of price, but I want to sell it to you lower than my cost. And you lie to the person by taking false oaths, and just to get our good souls, we lie and we deceive people. We don't let people know about the defects of that item. Now, this is something related to our daily lives, and if we have this habit of doing things like this, please, please, let's rectify this, dear viewers. Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was such an honest businessman, subhanallah. He used to tell his business partner all the defects of his business or the item that he is selling. He used to export import clothing and fabric, and he will relate the defects of that item. And one day he did tell his business partner, but the business partner, when he sold that good one day, he forgot to bring this to the notice of the customer, and he sold that item without notifying the customer about the defect of that item. When Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala inquired, and he says, well, I've forgotten to inform the customer. Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala, the Imam of millions and millions of people, subhanallah, that day donated all the income from the business in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave it as sadqa and charity. Least he did not want to consume that which was earned unlawfully, because the defect of that item was not said and told to the buyer. Allahu Akbar. Look at the taqwa and the piety they have. Something out of this world, dear viewers, for us to learn. Considering yourself to be better than others is a problem. Driving beggars and the needy from the door by pushing them away, one should not do this as well. If you cannot help a person, speak to him with kind words. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى. You know, sometimes good and kind words is better than your charity, if only we can understand this. And not shout at the person who came to beg from you. And thirdly, speaking unnecessarily. Excessive talking is a problem in society. Kufle Madina lagaye. Speak when it is necessary, subhanallah. Be calm, be humble, be gentle. And just remember that you and I are not here forever. So leave a good impression, subhanallah. You know, Nigrani Shura, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, used to always give this Madani pearls, and many Madani pearls. And one of his Madani pearls, which I really liked, was that one day he says, be like a rose. Be like a rose. And this Madani pool, especially for Muballighin, for orators, for lecturers, for people out there in society who are working for the community, he says, be like a rose, that even if you squash and you smash the petal of the rose, though you will harm that flower and you will squash it and throw it away, but it would leave behind its fragrance on your palm. SubhanAllah. Be like that person, that even if you are shouted at, if somebody taunts you and tortures you, but still you have sabr and patience for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, at this moment we are going to be linking with our Muballigh of Da'awat Islami. He is a very special brother, mashallah. Our senior personality in Da'wat Islami. By profession, he is a scientist, subhanallah, but yet he does a lot of da'wah work, and he is a good muballigh of the organization of the movement of Quran and Sunnah. And he is none other than our respected brother Amiruddin Qaji Attari Sallamahul Bari. Let's welcome him with the opening greetings of peace and blessings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Amiruddin Bhai, this is a pleasure and this is a blessing, mashallah. I'm glad to know that Amiruddin Bhai, you're on that side, mashallah, linking with us, and we are discussing these important aspects of life, Amiruddin Bhai. You know, they are so important. Sometimes unknowingly we do things, and because of these things sometimes we even suffer deprivation in our lives. It's very important for us to remember these points, mashallah. Do you have any madani pearls to share with us with regards to our topic of discussion for today, the points, the do's and don'ts of life, Amiruddin Bhai?
The most beneficial point should be striving to please Allah Azza wa Jal. That means, to me, I take it this way, that benefit is related to what benefits our deen. We are an ummah, like a body. That means whatever affects one part of the body, obviously affects the whole body as a whole. So, as a Muslim ummah, that means we should be united all the time. That means whatever we benefit ourselves, we should want it for others as well. It means we should do as Muslims all our whatever we can to uplift the Ummah. Now, if you're wondering how can I be beneficial, it means Alhamdulillah, I'm looking at another aspect, looking at the benefit that we as individuals can do to help Ummah. So, first, there are a few points that can be helpful. Obviously, most important is to support the Ummah with knowledge. Like what you have discussed already is part of knowledge, helping the Ummah, giving them beneficial points. So this is very important. You find that our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he started inviting people to Islam, Islam spread because of knowledge. You find that the early converts, companions, when they learned about Islam, whatever they learned, they interacted with those who associated with them. And that is how they spread knowledge to the beauty of Islam, because obviously we know how beautiful our deen is. So knowledge makes people understand the beauty of Islam. So this to me is very important. That means if you want beneficial points in our life, one is we should look at, you spoke about the physical benefit. One is benefiting ourselves with knowledge. But when you have knowledge, it shouldn't just only benefit you. That means we should propagate, and alhamdulillah, I think this is the cornerstone of Dawat Islami, propagating deen. Like even Madni channels, we're using it to propagate deen throughout the world. So this way, how we can, like the points you made, how many beautiful points you made, that, I mean, obviously those who are listening, they have benefited. But most important is to propagate deen, right? That means gaining knowledge and propagating. I would say that the other is using our wealth. As you said, sometimes we use money for our own selves. But we should also look at how do we help the ummah with spending money for uplifting the ummah as well. Okay. Like we go into early Islam, you find how the companions spent money to obviously uplift the ummah, okay, the deen of Islam. Okay. There's a very famous story where Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and there was a war coming up, and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted the ummah to contribute. He said, half of whatever I possess, presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he came there, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, what did you leave behind? He said, and what did you bring? He said, I brought half of whatever I possess. He said, alhamdulillah. And next one, Hazrat Abu Siddiq from there. And he asked Hazrat Abu Siddiq, what did you leave behind? He said, I left Allah and his beloved Rasul behind, meaning that I brought whatever I possess. So again, Hazrat Umar radiallahu realized that he can't ever be Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu when it comes to good deeds. So this should teach us as well. Whilst we are worrying about ourselves, we should also contribute to deen. That is the only way, alhamdulillah, that our deen progresses. The other is looking at time. Now, when we are talking about, obviously, benefit to ourselves, we should look at how do we use our time. Do we use our time so that it benefits us in the hereafter, or we just waste our time?
Jazakallah, Aminuddin Bhai, for these amazing points that you have also shared with us. And you always come from a different angle, mashallah. And you enlighten us with your Madani pearls, with the points that you share with us. We say shukran to the viewers, and we will be back with the program, same time, same place, on your Madani channel. So please share this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make amal upon the points that we discussed earlier, inshallah. Until then, I sign off with the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah. Serve your day.